Amid concerns about the health effects of sugar, food companies have increasingly turned to sugar substitutes. But as USA Today health reporter Karen Weintraub told me, there are also major concerns around these sugar alternatives. Karen, welcome back to Five Things.
Hi, thanks so much.
So you wrote about sugar substitutes. These seem to be popping up more and more, from, you know, snacks to what people put in their coffee.
Toothpaste,
as you say. But what are some of the concerns about them?
So we use these sugar substitutes in order to not use sugar, because we know the health problems related to sugar, diabetes, metabolic problems. But they're not really health foods either. And there's been a lot of research that shows they're not toxic, they're not dangerous. You know, drinking a diet soda is fine, but drinking a lot of diet soda over a long period of time, we really don't know what the health effects are. Also, each one of these, and there are dozens of different sweeteners, has a different chemical composition and might have a different effect on the body. So it's hard to say these sweeteners do X as a group.
So I'm wondering, can sugar substitutes be useful then as a kind of reverse gateway to getting away from sugar, a la nicotine patches for folks that are trying to get off of cigarettes?
That's what one of our sources suggested, that it's good as a transitional activity. But really, you know, you don't want these as a heavy part of your daily diet. It's sometimes hard to know how much of this stuff you're eating, because some of the natural substitutes may be listed at the end of an ingredient list and just say natural flavorings and may not even identify them specifically, or they might be incomprehensible scientific names that you don't know what it is.
So does all of this mean that sugar itself is actually healthier than its substitutes?
No. I had that question too and asked that, and I got a very clear no from everybody I talked to. But it does mean, again, this stuff is not toxic. If you need a teaspoon of sugar every once in a while, it's fine. What you shouldn't do is eat baked goods every day or, you know, twice a day. You shouldn't eat probably these substitutes that often either. When I was a teenager, I drank a ton of diet soda. I would not do that today.
Yeah, you wrote a lot about drinks and sodas in your piece. I think a lot of people forget how unhealthy these can be. Why are things like sodas so unhealthy? And are there solid alternatives, or is it just better to stick with water?
I'm holding up my water bottle. Yes, water. Tea and coffee maybe, but not with a lot of added sugar. Soda is the bane of nutritionists, especially sugar-sweetened soda, but also these low-calorie substitutes are not necessarily great for you either. Sugared sodas are empty calories. You're drinking, you know, 150 calories in a can of Coke, and you're getting no nutritional value for them. But your body doesn't necessarily count those calories. It doesn't know that you've just consumed that amount of calories. And so it's added on to what you would normally eat. For the sugar-free ones, it sets you up for wanting sweet things. And so, you know, everything else maybe tastes less sweet because you're so used to the sweetness of a diet soda, and then you're craving sugar all day long.
A lot of these sugar substitutes label themselves as natural sweeteners. Are these better than other types?
So natural just means it's found in nature, usually in much smaller quantities than we're eating them, but they're not necessarily better. And often researchers think that some of the way both natural and artificial sweeteners affect the body is that they change the microbes, the things that are living in your gut. A healthy balance is a big mix of these good, bad, and neutral microbes, and that sometimes these sweeteners can throw off that balance, and that can set you up for health problems down the road.
All right. Karen Weintraub, thanks as always.
Thanks.